senior administration officials are responding to a new audio tape said to be from Osama bin Laden's top deputy, Ayman al-Zawahiri. The voice on the tape threatens attacks against the U.S. if terrorism suspects are harmed. The threat comes as the administration moves to tighten security at the nation's airports. Officials say they're responding to intelligence reports suggesting new 9/11-style plots. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
The latest purported threat from al-Qaeda was broadcast overnight on the Arab satellite station Al Arabiya. The tape is said to come from Osama bin Laden's top deputy, who warns the U.S. will be attacked if any of the Muslim terrorism suspects being held at Guantanamo Bay are harmed. This morning, Attorney General John Ashcroft, interviewed on ABC, was asked about the significance of the audio tape.
The key here is that it's another expression of the fact that al-Qaeda is still bent on injuring the United States, and it signals to us that the war is still underway.
Ashcroft said the administration continues to prepare for possible attacks on the homeland, but said the more the government can do to alert Americans about specific threats, the more successful it will be in disrupting terrorists. Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge, in a CNN interview, noted the administration's warning to airlines last week about potential 9/11-style attacks.
Was actionable information. We gave it to security people to get things done, and that's what they did.
Ridge cited another example of the government's vigilance, the decision to start closing loopholes that allowed foreign airline passengers to travel through the U.S. on the way to other countries without a visa.
It's our job to try to be a step or two ahead of the terrorist. I think when we get specific information, clearly we can respond to it quickly, but they use unconventional means, and we have to think in an unconventional way to combat them, and that's why the alert went out to the screeners.
Federal action to avert possible attacks aside, some terrorism experts say neither the recent intelligence reports nor the new audio tape should suggest that al-Qaeda has suddenly gained new strength.
I don't think we should see it as an indication of a new bolder al-Qaeda. We have to remember that we're hearing these kind of threats very regularly.
Jessica Stern is a lecturer at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. She says the new taped message, if authentic, could be an attempt by al-Qaeda leadership to spin its message.
A message that al-Qaeda is still out there in force, that Americans should feel afraid, and that potential sympathizers should feel excited and mobilized. It's really, I think, a form of rousing.
Terrorism expert Anthony Quartersman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies has a different take. He views the new audio tape as a reminder of the fact that the U.S. hasn't finished the job in Afghanistan, the country that sheltered al-Qaeda. He says new information suggests that the Taliban, the regime that supported Osama bin Laden, is regrouping.
We do see in the south and the east of Afghanistan a resurgence of the Taliban movement. And they have formed teams, and they're involved in a steady and systematic process of assassination.
He points to killings of Muslim clerics and threats against international aid workers. These developments in Afghanistan, Quartersman says, have gone widely unnoticed by international leaders, especially as the political debate focuses on efforts in Iraq.
This old phrase about out of sight, out of mind, really describes what's happened, not because Afghanistan has been a success or peaceful, but simply because we focused on Iraq or the threat of the day rather than what is a global pattern of terrorism.
Quartersman says perhaps the audio tape and the new intelligence reports will serve as a wake-up call. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.